There's a good chance you've never heard of this fort, yet it was very important in the United States War that acquired much of today's American Southwest. I'll take you to that location on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Fort Jessup was established in western Louisiana in 1822. Along what was then the U.S. border with Spanish Mexico. In the 1840s, this fort took on an important role in a looming war over the land to the west of this fort.
Eventually, Fort Jessup in the 1840s becomes the final staging point for the Mexican-American War. It was very likely that if you fought in Mexico, you were trained and mustered out of Fort Jessup at that time.
Kerry McCormick at Fort Jessup State Historic Site says the fort's location along the United States' then westernmost border made it an ideal spot to stage troop movements for the war.
By the Mexican-American War, we could have anywhere between 3,200 to 5,600 soldiers moving through the fort at that time for training and troop movements through Texas West.
At war's end, the U.S. acquired vast areas of today's American Southwest. However, Kerry says most people who come here to visit this fort don't realize the important role it played in the conflict that added so much territory to the young nation.
This was actually a major fort for the 1840s, and most people don't realize because we don't consider how the soldiers got to Southwest Texas and into Mexico to fight in the Mexican-American War.
On February 2, 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the war. And ended a chapter of history at this location.
After the Mexican-American War, Fort Jessup becomes obsolete because the U.S. Army, we're no longer the westernmost point on the U.S. frontier. We've got Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, California, so we're no longer needed.
One of the original buildings remains, as well as the foundations of many others. The grounds of Fort Jessup State Historic Site tell the story of this important fort that once stood here and the interesting history of an area that for a few decades was along an important international border between nations. Traveling the countryside at Fort Jessup near Minnie, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.